Welcome to our final episode of 2024. 2024 has been quite the year, and we're just going to do a little wrap-up of the year and let you know that we're taking the month of December off, as we always do on the Yoga Therapy Podcast. And hopefully this will give you a chance to catch up on some of those episodes that maybe you missed during the year that you want to take some quiet time by yourself, away from all of family and friends, and maybe the activities that kind of fill up the holidays. Just cuddle up with a blanket, go for a walk, and enjoy some of the podcasts that you may have missed this year. Let's go back and talk about some of them that you may have missed, just to kind of give you a little teaser to help you decide which ones you might want to go back and listen to or watch. Welcome to the Yoga Therapy Hour podcast. Did you know that we give a free gift with each and every guest? Every month, we go back and find a gift either from the guests themselves, or we find a research article or something really interesting that goes along with the topic, and we send it out once a month. There's many different categories you can sign up for, and look in the show notes and it will show you how you can get to that link to sign up for our free gift every single guest. All right, let's get into the show and go meet our guest for today. So we have had so many great ones. I'm not even sure how far to go back. Let's start with Brian Hyman, who is all about using yoga and meditation as a way to help himself heal from addiction and recovery. That was a really sweet episode, and I know how many of us struggle with addictions. We also had Karina Marshall, who is a phenomenal woman who helps us create spaces in our home that keep the energy flowing well. So some of you might think of this as like a feng shui or a vastu. I really learned a lot from talking to her in the Elevating Your Vibration with Karina Marshall episode. And I actually did transform a few of my different spaces to get the energy flowing well, and I could tell a big difference. And then we had JJ Kelly, who was just so funny and so direct and so hilarious, talking about emotional intelligence. And usually you wouldn't think that emotional intelligence could be that funny, but I think the reason that she is so joyful and so light is because she's honest about life. She's honest about what it means to be human and how hard it is and how ridiculous it can be and how we have to just get real, find acceptance, and be with all the messiness that we are. So I really enjoyed that episode. And then we had Acharya Maridale Pecora, who's one of my mentors, talking about biological and spiritual motherhood and what that means to be a mother in many different ways to many different people. We had Libby Walunas talk about embracing neurodiversity. And she actually came out as neurodiverse on the podcast. That was the first time she told anybody about it. And I felt so blessed and honored that she would come out and tell us her experience and her story and how she found out that she had autism and the test that she took. And it was really a poignant and sweet time together. So thank you, Libby. We had Catherine Cook Cotone come and talk about trauma-informed and trauma-responsive yoga for yoga teachers and really break down what that means. She's a college professor, done so much research in this area, and so really, really well-informed. And if you're a yoga teacher looking to learn more about being trauma-informed, I would highly recommend that episode. I then did an episode on my own about emotional intelligence. I was not nearly as funny as JJ Kelly, but I tied mine into the wisdom of the Upanishads. That's what I like to do, is to look at the ancient teachings and how they connect with modern neuroscience and emotional intelligence. So I did an episode in August on that, and then another solo episode was on the value of having an outside reference point because we can't always see ourselves. We definitely can't see ourselves clearly. So to have someone else reflect back to you where your blind spots might be is super, super helpful. Then we had Bob Serino, and he was a wealth of information. He was a skeptic about yoga, and he tells us his story about how he basically became a yoga master. And he had so many great theories and stories from the ancient teachings. I could listen to that episode 3 or 4 times and continue to learn from Bob. Then we went into another solo episode called Embracing Vulnerability, The Courage to Start Hard Things. And this was an episode that was inspired by my students and getting themselves out there in the business world and trying to create a business and how hard it is to be authentic to yourself and to really put yourself out there for people to judge if they want to study with you, if they don't. And so I love that episode because it came right out of a conversation I had had with my students. Then we go to Jamarc with Radical Healing, Rewiring the Brain to Heal Trauma. And Jamarc's episode was so lovely. Again, we talked a lot about neurodiversity and what that feels like and what that means. And he is a trauma recovery coach. And it was a wonderful episode with Jamarc. I hope you'll listen to that one. We went on to talk to Brooke West about peer support specialists and how we can come together as yoga teachers and as yoga therapists to support one another. We all need Sangha. We all need that support. I did another solo episode on making ethical decisions and using ahimsa as the core of how we live as leaders in the yoga world. You know, making sure that non-harming is at the center of our leadership. Then we went into culturally competent Ayurveda care for LGBTQ. And that was a wonderful episode with Anuradha Gupta. And she's an Ayurvedic doctor. And she really unpacked how we can work with LGBTQIA plus people and make sure that we're treating them with respect, with kindness, in a culturally competent way. We also talked to Melanie Seacat, who is a yoga therapist, and she practices somatic experiencing. And Melanie told us the story of basically falling off a cliff and breaking her hip and her pelvis and coming back through yoga therapy. And that was a really, really challenging story. Even to hear it kind of makes you cringe, but she's back, she hikes, she's amazing, and she used yoga therapy to do that.
I am so happy to announce that our Optimal State mobile app is now up and functioning well. Some of you were part of our beta program, and we appreciate your feedback so much. But now the Optimal State 2.0 mobile app is ready and it's working well. This app can help you track the different states of your nervous system, and it can give you feedback about how your nervous system is functioning from 2 to 6 a.m., 6 to 10 a.m., 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. You can see the patterns and what's happening inside of you based on the data. In addition, we give you interventions and ways you can bring yourself into a balance. Very soon, we're going to be adding live classes and recorded classes so that you can actually interact with us and turn a yoga nidra on in the middle of the night or take a class with us. That's coming soon. For now, we'd love for you to try 3 weeks free and see if the Optimal State app can't make a difference for you. Just go to the App Store on iPhone or Android and type in Optimal State and it will pop up. You can download it for free. And we'd love to see that it's helping you and your loved ones that you recommend it to. And as we said, very soon we're going to have classes. So enjoy the first 3 weeks, our gift to you.
We also got into sound bath healing with Julie and Jessica in October. And talked about vibrational frequencies and how listening to bells and bowls and all sorts of different vibrations can contribute to our health, healing, and beyond. Then we went with Susan Weiss Bolan, and she talked about her journey of self-love and self-esteem and learning to care for her body through Ayurveda. And that episode, she is just a little spitfire. And she's very funny and blunt and just says it like it is. And she has these beautiful Ayurveda books that I think everyone wants to look at these books. They are a treasure. Then we came to Eileen Forrestal. And Eileen was someone who had a speech impediment. She was a stutterer for most of her childhood into her adult life. And she talked about how she was able to overcome that fifth chakra issue, if you will. Then we got into gut health and microbiome and vagus nerve with Ella Davar, who's a registered dietitian, and how basically helping people with their relaxation response and breathing is one of the biggest things that she does to help people with their transformation of their microbiome, their gut, and their relationship with food. Another episode is all about finding safety within, exploring polyvagal theory and nervous system healing. And again, this was a solo episode, which was in November. And that one just basically came out of a talk with some of my students at the Polyvagal Institute, where I help them with a pod experience, which means I have about 10 people from around the world, and we come together into this pod, you know, a couple times a month and talk about polyvagal theory. So that one came right out of a discussion with some students also. So that was a season 7 wrap up. And as I said, we were completing the season. We're going to take December off, as we always do. It's a great time for you to catch up on old episodes. And I'll just say that in the month of December, I don't know about you, but I want to slow down. I want to find my stillness within. I want to reflect on the year. You know, when you come into this fall season, it's such a great time to reflect on the year and figure out what went well, maybe what didn't go so well. What would you like to maybe do next year? More of the same. Maybe there's some things you'd like to do less of, things you'd like to do more of. I would just encourage you, if you can, take some time and space during this December season to really reflect and kind of set yourself up for next year. So we wish you well, all of us here at the Yoga Therapy Hour. I hope that review was helpful so you can go back and check out some episodes that maybe you missed. And we will see you about midway through January. We'll be coming back with a new idea for season 8. And that is that we're going to tell stories for an entire season, stories about health, healing, and beyond, using yoga, yoga therapy, and Ayurveda. So I'm not going to do anybody who wrote a book. I'm not going to bring in random people that maybe have some tangent to yoga or yoga therapy. I want to hear from you, the audience. What is it that you can tell us about your story? How did you fall in love with yoga? What did it do for you? What kinds of things did you heal from mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, once you started your yoga and or Ayurveda practice? And we're going to do a whole season on that. So you all have to sign up, and you don't have to be famous. And I don't care if you have a book, and I don't care if any of us know what your name was prior to the podcast. It doesn't matter. Season 8 is all about regular people who have found their way to health, happiness, and beyond using yoga and Ayurveda. So look in the show notes, and I would love for you to sign up for a slot. I will only be producing as many podcasts as I have people sign up to tell their story. So when we're looking at the January through, say, May season 8, if I don't get signups, we won't have that many episodes. And I really, really would love to have an episode every single week. So please don't think that I'm not talking to you. Please don't think you're not enough. Please don't think you're not worthy of an episode, because you are. And you will be giving a gift to all of us in the community if you're willing to tell your story. You'll be helping other yoga teachers, yoga therapists, and Ayurvedic practitioners to learn. You'll also be helping the general public, because when you tell your story of health and healing, somebody can pass that story on and say, hey, this person healed from XYZ. Maybe you should try yoga or yoga therapy or Ayurveda. And so Just think of it as your gift to humanity if you decide to show up and sign up and tell us all about your story, because from 2025, January through May, it's going to be all about stories of healing. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful holiday break, and we will see you in the new year. Thanks, everyone. Have a great month.
Thank you for listening to the Yoga Therapy Hour. You can also see the video versions on YouTube. If you'd like to get early release, you can always support us as a Patreon member. If you'd like to find us on YouTube or Patreon, just type in the Yoga Therapy Hour and Optimal State, and you'll find us. All right. Thank you for your support. We appreciate you so much.
A special thank you to our team here at Optimal State. We are truly a global family. George Mantuan, one of our executive producers. Adam Satchel, senior media producer and sound engineer from the Philippines. Krishna Panchal, a producer from Canada. Modupe Abdullahi, who does the show notes and is an editor for us from Nigeria. And Peter Morley, who wrote and produced the music for this show, who lives in Australia. Find more about Peter's work at www.zenmusic.biz. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.